PXY Job. Mornings, Moose, Breezy. So, in the next couple of days, I'm setting sail, heading to Italy, you guys.
He's totally going on a plane.
Gonna go get some sauce and olive oil and see all the aunts, uncles, the whole fam. And Breezy mentioned that people in the office here are taking bets.
No, we're all really nervous. And
on whether or not I'm gonna be returning home.
My money is on you not coming back.
And yesterday, I'm upstairs in Mike Danger's office, our boss. And I'm saying goodbye because I'm not going to see him today. And he's like, have the best time. And he goes, I'm going to be fully transparent with you, Moose. I don't think you're going to want to come home. I go, why does everyone keep saying this?
Yeah, I don't think you're coming home either, to be honest. I really don't.
Now, this is my first time in Italy. This is my first time in Europe, to be quite honest with you. I've been to a lot of places. Europe is not one of them. Mm-hmm. And I am, at first, very anxious. I was stressed out.
Now that it's like closer, how are we feeling about it? Because it's soon. It's like happening tomorrow.
It's very, very soon. So a couple days, and I'm going to take some time to myself, but I'm taking this trip with my mom and dad. My other brothers are not going. So it's me, my parents.
They have a wife, kids.
Right.
You know, a family.
We're going to, you know, and I don't have those type of responsibilities. But the other thing, too, is that I have an opportunity to travel with my parents internationally. Mm-hmm. I don't know when I'm going to have that opportunity to do that again. And at first, I almost said, no, I don't think I'm going to do the trip.
And then if it wasn't for me pushing you, you would have still been here.
That's a possibility.
And I was like, you have to go. And you're like, but think about the show. I'm like, it's going to be fine.
I know there was a lot weighing on me and things I had to do. And, you know, it was a whole thing. I think a lot of us, that's the difference. So many of us here, we live to work. It's the opposite there.
Yeah.
And I've been doing nothing but watching cooking shows. I've been watching the Stanley Tucci show where he's traveling around Italy, eating all the pastas, drinking all the wines. And I'm making a list of all those places in Rome that I want to maybe stop at and go visit.
Right.
And I'm psyching myself up. I'm excited.
Yeah.
But I think I'm also excited just to see where my father grew up. Because he hasn't been back in 20 years. Now I'm going and I'm getting connected with my roots and I'm seeing my family and cousins I haven't even met yet.
Yeah.
And I think, according to what Danger told me yesterday, this trip, he goes, it will change you and it's going to change you for the better.
Yeah. And I know you were hesitant about going at first and it wasn't really like in the cards for you. And you're like, how can I do this? How can I take time off? This is a lot. The timing's bad. Like any excuse in the book. And I was like, you literally have to go. But I've been talking to everybody and like briefing them on, you know, if you guys
briefing them,
if you guys don't see us, like Moose is going to be in Italy and I'm going to be, you know, here, there and everywhere. And they basically were like, I genuinely don't think he'll come back.
This is what
and
I'm
I
hearing.
Was like, yeah, I don't think so either. Do you want to take bets? You know me, always trying to grease a dime. So I'm like, do you want to take a bet? So I got CMF down the hall to wager 50. I got Scott to only wager like 25 because it's cheap. And then the B didn't want to participate, but they said verbally they don't think you're coming back either.
Well, here's the thing. I found out that there is an option for me to get dual citizenship because my dad was born there.
That is
I'm like, oh, I might have to do that.
Now you're pumping in live remote.
I might have to do that. And this is also... I'm really excited, too, because now that I've been doing my research and I've been psyching myself up for the trip.
Yeah.
I ended up getting a limo for myself while I was there.
I booked
private limo.
Obviously, Moose has not been to Europe and I have. So I'm a little more cultured than you when it comes to this specific trip. Everything there is so small. So their like average sedan is a Mini Cooper. And then their limo, quote unquote, is just going to be like a Nissan Altima. You know what I mean? It's just going to be a little bigger.
I don't think so.
I do.
I was like, you know, I'm on vacation. If I'm going to splurge and I'm going to have my good old time, now would be the time to do it.
I have one like massive request for you. So when I was in Italy, went to Florence, and I relived my Lizzie McGuire dream of her on the back of a red moped.
Yes,
I found a red moped on the street. It
yeah.
wasn't mine. I had no authorization to even touch it, but I was on it. I went on it. Just sitting on it. I just took a picture on it.
Wild you would do that in another country.
I know. I was young, but I would still do it now to this day. I want you to recreate that photo so we can have two photos of us on a moped in Italy side by side. Think about the content.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm most excited about too? Danger told me that when he was there last month, the women, even at the bus stops, like the people waiting at the bus stops are gorgeous. Okay. And he's like, you don't see those type of people waiting at the bus stop here in the country. I'm like, no, that's true. You have supermodels who take the bus there. And here it's usually somebody in a poopy diaper.
We love a humble queen.
We really do. And it's just different. Their way of life, everything is just chill, relax, go with the flow. So I'm very, very excited, like I said, to go there, get connected with my roots, and experience something I've never experienced in my life.
All right, I'm going to just throw it out there. He's like, I can't wait to go see family, get connected with my roots. Bang, bang, bang. All I hear is this. I'm going to Italy. I'm finding a hot wife. And I'm never returning. That's all I got from that conversation.
I'm going to be so baller. I kept telling Breezy I'm trying to keep a low profile. And I book a private limo.
No, literally. He's like, I don't want to be seen. I'm like, everyone is going to see you.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98PXY.
Get up. Uncomfortable.
Peaks my morning smooth.
I hate it here.
Well, this is interesting. Men, legitimate question. Let's say you discovered love tonight. Let's say you discovered that your woman cheated on you, and that would obviously hurt quite a bit. But would you feel better if the person she cheated on with you was a woman? Yes or no? 585-252-9800, because they did a study where they asked a group of men if cheating is more acceptable if their girlfriend cheated on them with another woman. And a majority of men said, yeah, that would probably hurt less.
That's disgusting.
But why?
Is that? Because you don't think that women-on-women relationships are valid?
Well, you know, ego is ego. And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I would be hurt just as... just as much. But there's a lot of guys who are like, I think I would feel better if I knew she cheated on me with a woman.
And that should actually make it feel so much worse, because it just goes to show that she was that unattracted to you that she had to go find someone that is literally the complete and utter opposite of you.
That's that. So women, if you found out, let's reverse the roles here. If you found out that your guy went full Brokeback Mountain on you, would that hurt less? Instead of you finding out he cheated with another woman? I just find this to be so fascinating.
Absolutely, 100% no. Because that means that not only has your entire relationship been a lie and your partner has been unfaithful and, you know, had some infidelity issues, but also it's not just because they don't like you as a person. It's because they're just not into you.
Listen, people,
and your gender.
Listen, we've been doing this show for a long time. People cheat for all types of reasons, whether they're fulfilled or not. They're lacking something within their relationship. That we totally get. But the question is why would it make you feel better if you knew they were cheating on you with the same sex? I find this very interesting.
It's truly, this is so bad. It couldn't be worse.
Hello, PXY.
What the heck is wrong with you two?
Oh,
this is unbelievable.
Teresa, you know, I wish when you called, you'd introduce yourself and say hello.
You always just come in so hot.
How come you never say hi?
Come on. Listen, guys, you know, the more and more I listen to you, the more I think you guys need to be medicated. This is unbelievable.
Not the two-for-one lobotomy.
I hope, you know, the only reason I listen is to try to win tickets, okay?
Right.
Why are you asking this question?
Because I found it to be fascinating.
It's making me sick. If you found out your girlfriend cheated with another girl, would that be okay? What the hell? You two are disgusting.
Again, please don't put me in this category.
Let me guess. This is another question that Moose was dying to ask, right?
Yeah, you hit it on the head. You hit it on the head.
Breezy, listen. You guys, you sit there giggling like a teenager. You know, and look,
I'm just as disgusted.
You're no better.
I'm just as disgusted as you, Teresa. Please,
you need,
spare
me. You need
me.
To get checked. You need to get checked, okay?
Spare
it
me.
It doesn't matter if a woman, listen, it doesn't matter if it's a woman, a man, or a freaking garden gnome, okay? Oh, cheating is cheating. End of story. Let me tell you something. My daughter, she's single, going through a horrible divorce.
How long has this divorce lasted?
Listen. My other daughter, her husband's amazing, okay? If he cheated on her, it doesn't matter if it's with a man or a woman. She still would be hurt.
Teresa,
no,
the majority of men that were asked that they would feel less hurt.
Come on.
Let me ask you, Teresa, serious question, though. Let's paint a picture here. You just came home from Scott Miller. You got a beautiful blowout, and you're excited to come home and show your husband. The lights are off. You walk into the house. Your husband's on the sofa spooning another man. That feel less painful?
You guys need help. You know, this is it's disgusting. Yeah, every time
again,
I listen to this show, I swear I'm never calling again. And here I am.
I say that every week.
Somebody's got to tell you the truth and hold you accountable. You guys give me a stomach ache. Well, why can't you talk about something nice like family dinners and everyone around the table? It's unbelievable. You really need help.
Why can't we talk about family dinners? No, we prefer DoorDash.
Oh, my God. You know what? You're sick. You're sick. Goodbye.
Okay,
goodbye.
Teresa. Thanks for calling in.
She always adds so much, you know.
She really does.
Listen, my daughters, listen. We're listening.
You know, hold on. I got to get to this. One text coming in real quick. This one came in from Sean, who says, "Honest, it's crazy you guys bring this up because I had the same conversation with my girlfriend last week about this. And yes, if she cheated, I would be hurt." But a lot less hurt if I found out it was with another woman. Have a great day, you guys.
Oh, you're sick.
Asking
you're sick and twisted, Sean. Sick Sean Wangan.
Asking the hard-hitting questions Monday through Friday right here on PXY Mornings.
Oh, my God.
PXY is free. And always will be.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the show. There is something you guys might see. I don't know, if you're at the gym, you're walking through a suburban neighborhood.
So bizarre.
Someone explain to me, what is the deal with all the weighted vest?
Oh, it's a thing.
Everyone is wearing a weighted vest, and I can't tell if I should make fun of them or if I secretly want
one. Yeah, are you ordering one on Amazon?
Last night, I found myself scrolling Amazon, and some of them...
You don't need a weighted vest.
They were like $70.
No, they're not cheap. They're definitely not cheap, which we could just... Here's what we could do to combat that is we just buy a puffer vest from Old Navy and we just start filling it with rocks.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, that's a good one. So if I'm going to spend $70 on a weighted vest, then I'm not just wearing it when I work out. Like I want to walk around with it on in public. The dude I saw yesterday at the East Ave Wegmans buying bananas, he was wearing a weighted vest. He never took it off. I said, I can't believe I'm even saying this right now, but it kind of looks cool.
So
I was actually like, he looks ridiculous, but at the same time, kind of looks like a cop. How many of you...
Oh, this just goes back to you wanting to be a cop so bad.
How many of you work out with a weighted vest on, and I want to know if it actually hurts your back or not. Is it worth looking into purchasing one?
Moose wants people to think he's wearing a bulletproof vest that he's on the clock. I'm like,
Stroll down Park Ave. Yeah, it's a weighted vest.
No,
it's a bulletproof vest.
And you know what you would do? You would hold the straps. You'd walk around holding the straps.
That's right.
Like, checking everything out. How's the crime around here? And then there would be someone blatantly robbing the CVS. And you'd just be like, have a good day, sir.
Now,
I'm safe.
I hear they are effective, but I just want to know, is it like okay to wear one just to run errands? Or maybe...
No, not at all, you freak.
Maybe to a nice formal dinner with friends.
No. Absolutely not.
I don't know.
You just have beads of sweat dripping down your forehead in a full four-piece suit.
So, well, I Googled, can you wear a like 20-pound weighted vest underneath a button-down dress shirt? And it came up.
Of course you Googled that.
It was like, no, you definitely can't do that. But I'm just trying to figure out because I used to wear weighted weights around my ankles when I used to work out. I don't do that now.
He's like, for my aerobics class in Hollywood.
But I feel
me and Sandra Bullock, your partners.
I feel like if I did purchase one of these weighted vests, yes, I would look like a cop. But I've heard some negative things about the weighted vest.
Yeah.
I hear they're horrible for your back. And anyone knows how, like, do you guys know how true that is? If you're running or working out with 20 pounds strapped around your chest, I would imagine that can do some wear and tear.
Yeah, your spine's just like snapping in half. Well, I used to be heavily, heavily involved.
Right.
In the CrossFit community, as we know.
Yeah.
And there is this workout that they do every Memorial Day called the Murph. And the Murph is 1 mile to start, 100 push-ups, 200 pull-ups, 300 squats, and then another mile run to close it out.
And what time? And how much?
However long it takes you, but you have to wear a 20-pound weighted vest.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like, I did it 1 year.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I'm going to skip the weighted vest this year. Like, you know, it's just, I'm just trying to survive. You know, I'm just trying to get through. And my trainer, coach, whatever you want to call her, looks at me and was like, yeah, that's probably best for you considering the fact that you're wearing a weighted vest every single day. And I'm like,
oh, really?
Not you calling me fat. Not me in therapy for years after that. Not me quitting CrossFit instantly.
Yeah, that's very...
So thanks for triggering me this morning.
Yeah, Thank you. Very straightforward. No, of course.
It was like, oh, cute. I'm not sure what you mean by that, but I'll read between the lines. Anyways, I think they're stupid. I think they're dumb.
I'm assuming the same type of people who wear the vest in public are the same ones who wear their Midtown gym bracelets in public, too, to let everyone know they work out in Midtown.
It's so dumb. It's like, I get that as humans, like, we need validation, some more than others. I mean, there was a point in my life where I need validation more than I needed air. I think I've matured since then, and now it's like,
have you?
You know, a little straw I'm breathing in and out of every day. But I don't know why we need validation for just living life and keeping our bodies healthy.
That's the world we're in right now.
It's just like you with a weighted vest on walking on the street. Look at me. Ask me about my patches. Don't even get me started on the patches. They have to put the patches on the weighted vest. And it's giving, here's where I take issue. It's giving military, and it's disrespectful to the people who have actually served our country.
Wow, what a stretch, Brady.
No, I'm the voice for the military community. So
please don't say that. Let me go over to Shauna real quick. I walked my dog in a weighted vest not long ago and almost died trying to get up the stairs. You're right. It really does hurt your back if you wear it for too long. Kaylee says, Moose, you will do anything to be a cop. It's hilarious. Well, I come from a very large background of cops, Kaylee.
Do you?
Yeah, my uncle.
He goes, I had a third cousin once that was in the academy and never made it through.
No, my uncle's ex-girlfriend's brother was a cop.
Yeah, long list. Long family tree.
Let me go for this person. My husband wears it to do laundry. I won't wear one. I tried running in one for 5 minutes and I almost collapsed.
I think it's disrespectful to the people serving our country. So
he wears it to do laundry.
Like, give me a break.
It would be really cool if you can start customizing your vest with like LED lights along with stickers and whatnot.
They do. That's what I'm talking about with the patches. They put the patches on.
I want that. Yeah. I think I'm gonna do it.
Wait. You buying a weighted vest but not putting anything in it and just wearing it for the patches. I'm like, all right, yeah, this really defeats the purpose. You're like, but it's fashion. Look it up.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me.